Have you ever found yourself hanging back from praying with that sense that I'm not good enough? Perhaps there's a bit of that in all of us from time to time. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. When it comes to this notion of prayer, many a person hangs back. Why? Well, you know, I'm just not good enough. That person over there, well, she probably would be. And perhaps that one over yonder, he quite possibly could be. But not me. You don't know me. The things I've said and done, no. I just can't front up to God and start praying. I'm not good enough. He'd never listen to me. And if perhaps there's some of that nagging away at you, then let me say this. In one sense, you'd be absolutely right, but in another, completely and utterly wrong. Because on the one hand, God is a perfect or holy God, and we all fall well and truly short of that. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and are not good enough to share in God's divine greatness. But on the other, he knows that, which is precisely why he sent Jesus, his son, to die for us, to pay for all our not good enoughs, so that we can have free access to him. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and 16. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you believe in Jesus, you need never, ever hold back from praying. In fact, quite the opposite. Come boldly before the throne of grace and you'll find mercy, grace, and help in your hour of need. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Over this past year, millions of people have heard about Jesus through the Ministry of Christianity Works, which produces these fresh devotions. And we've recently compiled some of the most popular messages, the most responded to messages, into a free life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2020. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.